We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Did you know that we're now part of the Podbelly Podcast Network?
What? Say what?
Okay, now one of you ask me what that is.
What is that?
I am so glad you asked. Podbelly is a place where you can find some of the best podcasts around. Ours is just one of many. And flip to page two.
Wait. So you're telling me that there's going to be a whole cache of different podcasts that I like that I can find all together under one banner?
That's right, co-host Eric.
Oh, wow. And what's this called again, Derek?
Podbelly.
Podbelly.
So if you get the chance and you've caught up listening to your favorite podcast, that's us. Now there's a whole network of other great podcasts you can binge listen to. That's Podbelly, podbelly.com.
Do they have an app?
I don't think they have an app, no. That'd be great if they did. But it just launched, so. All right, well, done with that. All right, shit.
Scrap that.
One, two, three. There's no way we're off that far. Is that?
I think Joel's sound might be off because I noticed that you guys were talking over each other quite a bit, and I don't think that was just not being respectful. I think that there's some lag.
No, there's definitely delay. On three, I clap, and there's like a whole other second or two, and then you clap, and then Joel's shortly followed after.
I don't know.
Okay, I'll clap on two then, and then you guys will clap on three, and then in theory, that should work.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. One, two, three. Okay, well, I mean, it's closer. It's still off, but maybe I should just clap on one.
What's up, fuckers, and welcome back to another episode of the Odd Pod. Quick shout out to our longtime listener, Paul Wendt from Australia. Hello, mate. And, he gave us the topic idea for a man from Torrid or a man with no country. And try we did to research and mine for, you know, tons of information, different points of view. There wasn't a whole lot with this topic. We did try to make the episode, which we might put out at some time. But as far as the level of stuff that we want to put out, we're just not quite that proud of this one. So thank you for the topic suggestion. We would love to continue to hear from our listeners. Anything that you guys would want us to explore or have fun with, let us know. But for the time being, we give you TIFU.
Right. And so this will be a rebroadcast of a Life Bites original that was rebroadcast for It's Getting Weird and is also
IG Dubs
now rebroadcast for this show. We really enjoyed that episode. We had a lot of fun with it. The chemistry was perfect. The sound quality was great. So we really just want to have that for this show as well. And we're hoping the time off from this while we poured out this episode again will give us time to research more topics and look into some better content for everyone.
We definitely have the content there. It's just about execution and finding time to make sure that the three of us can get together. Obviously, you guys know that I'm 1,400 miles away from Eric and Derek, so sometimes syncing up with a different schedule can be challenging. We are working through this. We will produce brand new content soon, but for now, enjoy this rebroadcasted episode.
And the first one off the top of the list is, today I fucked up by tipping my...
Whoa, wait a minute. You don't introduce us? Come on.
Wow, okay.
This is all about me, baby.
See you, Eric Emerson.
I see you. Oh, shit. I have my camera flipped around. You actually don't see me right now. I'm so sorry. Do we want to just leave this in? Or do we want to just redo it?
Oh, fuck. I'll just scrap all this shit.
No. I want to introduce you guys, but you told me to jump right into it, so I just got sidetracked.
Okay.
Here, well. I'll start over, okay?
Oh, here. I'll start us off, and then I'll pass it off to you, and you can just launch right into your story.
Sounds good.
Take two. I'm your host, Derek Watson, and with me is...
Eric Emerson.
And...
Joel Emerson.
Fuck yeah.
And today, we will be covering another Today I Fucked Up. This will be our Volume 2 edition, and we have a few stories lined up for you. Eric, I'll let you take this one.
Cool, man. So yeah, the first out of a few I have, this one is called Today I Fucked Up by tipping my delivery pizza driver $1,100. You heard it right. It's not $100, it's $1,100.
Holy shit.
Yeah, right. Okay, so today I sold my Bitcoin I bought 2 years ago. I spent like $100 on the investment or something. I cashed it out at a Bitcoin ATM and brought it home first thing. The first thing I did to celebrate was buy some edibles. I buy some edibles, eat a whole brownie, and I'm out of it. I order some pizza and take some money from my wad and put it in a pile on the table next to me. Total was like 20 for the pizza, so I put 23 in one of the piles. Since I'm high as fuck, the pizza delivery girl knocks. I grab the wad of money, of all the money, not the $23 stack. I give it to her, and she starts crying. She keeps saying, "Are you sure you don't know how much this? Are you sure you don't know how much this is gonna help me?" Freaked out and high, I say, "Okay," and just rush inside. Right now, after waking up being passed out, I realize what I've done. I gave away my bill money for this month. I tipped my pizza delivery driver $1,100 while high on brownie edibles by accident and have no money to pay for my bills now.
Wow.
Ouch. That's rough, man.
Fuck.
Moral of the story here is, kids, please don't do drugs.
Yeah, right. Now, I've actually never done edibles. JJ, you've had your fair share with some edibles,
I've eaten,
yeah?
I've made. My wife is a great cook while using pot butter.
While using, okay, pot butter.
What does she make using it?
We've made anywhere from Rice Krispies, a cake, brownies, cookies, you name it. We made caramels.
Oh, wow.
Hmm.
Does it rapidly change the taste, or drastically, I mean?
Not at all. I mean, it depends on the quality of the stuff you're using as well. If you're using a little bit of shake, obviously, you know, shake is going to have less than the taste, like if you were to use bud. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to have different amounts of THC that's really going to impact you.
Okay.
So if he ate some, like, really dank bud butter brownies or whatever it was, I'm sure dude had a fat body high and just didn't know what the fuck he was doing and just
saw money and was like, "Here you go."
Probably didn't even understand what the hell she was babbling about or crying about. Yeah. He's probably like, "Get out of my face so I can eat this pizza."
Yeah, as fast as possible, just leave so I can do what I need to do and pass out. Yeah. Damn, dude. Didn't you say, I'm like recalling a story of, I think you were like so high on edibles that you were like just passed out on the couch drooling. Is that ringing a bell?
Yeah, I mean, I've had my fair share, man.
Could that be a today I fucked up story all its own?
Yeah, whole separate today I fucked up. Actually, a buddy of mine and I ate an entire tray of pot cookies.
Oh, wow.
So let me give you a little bit of backstory.
Oh, okay.
So I was in middle school, and my friend was 1 grade older than me. So we had this little buddy who always used to bring around shake, always used to bring around buds, and this day we came home from school, we're like, "Hey, we've got to go to football practice, and then we've got a game later this evening." And this little fucker, and I'll leave his name out of it,
now,
but he comes over.
Can I take a stab? Does this person's name rhyme with Schmatty?
It sure fucking does. So there we are after school, baking. I mean, we've got the whole house. My mom is going to be home in a couple of hours. Dustin, who the hell knows where Dustin is? That's my stepdad.
I was going to say, you don't mind not leaving his name out.
No, not at all. Not at all. So we baked, filled the whole house with, it just reeked of pot, right?
Yeah.
So we get the butter done, trying to spray all kinds of different air fresheners, trying to do everything we can.
Some Axe body spray.
To get the smell out of here. before my mom comes home. So we got the butter done, baked the cookies. We've got like 45 minutes before practice. No problem. Let's do it. 45 minutes is enough to eat one brownie, feel it, and see if we need more, right?
Mm.
Wrong.
Oh, God.
So we're like, fuck it. We don't know how much butter there was that's actually going to be in these cookies. We don't know how high we're going to be. Let's just split the tray.
Oh, fuck.
So we split the tray, bro.
Mm.
So we've got our pads on. We've got our helmets on. We're heading down to the middle school for our practice. Good half an hour probably goes by. We show up. Nothing. No big deal. Maddie didn't know what the hell he was doing. Or Schmatty didn't know what the hell he was doing. We're not going to feel anything.
Name
no
redacted.
Yeah.
Right. So I played left center. And so we were doing different drills, kind of practicing, doing a little scrimmage. No big deal. Until I decided to lay there and enjoy how soft the grass was.
Oh, fuck.
I'm laying there stoned as shit, supposed to be chasing after the ball off the line, but instead I'm laying there feeling the grass.
Oh, God.
Right? And my coach is like, Joel, what the hell are you doing? Joel, get up. What are you doing? And I was just tore up, dude. He benched me. He was like, are you feeling okay? What did you do? Asking me all kinds of questions. And apparently I was coherent enough to respond and just tell him I wasn't feeling well.
Yeah.
Because practice ended and he actually put me in the game. That was the worst decision ever. So there we are. Left center, ball snapped. This motherfucker's coming right for me. So what do? I step to the side and let him right fucking through, bro. I get pulled or benched again. I spent the rest of that game not really knowing where the hell I was, what I was doing. And I ended up passing out on the couch probably 8 o'clock at night and waking up at 9 a.m. the next morning.
Good Lord.
Just fucking drooling, passed the fuck out.
God damned. I've never had that experience.
Yeah. It's not a great one, but it's definitely an experience yeah, nonetheless.
No doubt, man.
Was there a moral to that story?
Don't do drugs.
Okay, I'll take it.
I'm telling you, man.
Okay, back to the topic.
Sorry.
No, don't be sorry. It was a great story.
Today I fucked up in a Dairy Queen bathroom.
Oh.
All right, okay. So here's a weird one. I was in a Dairy Queen bathroom. I'm mildly lactose intolerant, but blizzards are definitely worth it.
Oh, shit.
And some guy walks in, washes his hands while I'm in the stall, and turns off the lights before he leaves. Now I'm stuck in pitch dark and haven't yet wiped. So, as any normal person would do, I wait. 10 minutes go by, and I realize I have to run sound for an event at school in 20 minutes. The clock is ticking in my head now, and I reevaluate my situation and decide to make a run for it. I grope around for the lock to open the door, waddle with my pants around my ankles. I bump into a couple of walls, slamming into things like a bumper car on crack. I finally find the door and catch a sigh of relief as I begin to reach out for the light switch nearby. A man in his 40s pushes the door open with considerable force and walks in. I'm standing behind the door to turn the light on, so when the door opens, there's a teenage boy on his back, lying on the floor like a turtle that got flipped over with his pants down, reaching for something to grab onto. To my dismay, my brain immediately reaches for the guy's leg and starts pulling it.
Oh, God.
Now, may I remind you, the door has shut. Therefore, it is pitch dark once again. It is at this point that the man starts to yell, but mostly just mumbles, "No!" I pull myself up using the poor guy's leg and start groping around for the light switch once again. I find it, turn it on. The man then runs out of the bathroom, still mumbling, "No!"
No.
I waddle back to the stall to finish my business.
He's just fucking panicking and all he can come up with is no. Right.
No, no means no. I waddle back to the stall to finish my business. Then finally, when I leave the bathroom, I find the guy in the DQ and tell him sorry and explain what happened. Mm-hmm. I paid for his lunch and we end up having a good laugh about it. Moral of the story, please don't turn off the lights when you leave the bathroom.
Dude.
And just a quick little aside here. Of course, turn the lights off when you leave the restroom. I think maybe what he meant was don't turn the lights off when leaving a public restroom.
Yeah, or maybe do a fucking soul check before to make sure nobody's in there.
Right.
Or if it's not your switch, don't touch it.
Well, I mean, I think that also brings up another good point. Don't make available light switches to people in your place of business in the first place.
That is such a fair statement.
Yeah.
If people have access to something like that, they will fuck with it. And I mean, this story just highlights that.
And a lot of places now have like the motion, you know, or like,
yeah, exactly.
Like a timed
motion. And that's really
motion.
Just a way of saving money for them. So,
yeah, I really thought this was going to go a lot different of a way. And I thought that he was going to try to describe how he wiped in the dark, which led me to a really interesting thought and question. How do blind people wipe their asses? Like, how do they know when they're done? Do they do like a lick test? Like, see if there's any bitter on the toilet paper? Or
I think it's just like a numbers are in your favor, like 4 or 5 times, and you know you're good or should.
Yeah, or
I don't know.
I wonder if they begin to get a pattern down of like the friction that you know that causes when they're when they're wiping. You know, like the less friction, you know, they're obviously they need to wipe more.
Not all dumps are equal.
But then when it starts
to
kind of slow down. Yeah, right.
I mean, sometimes you encounter different problems. I don't know.
Yeah, just food for thought.
Interesting thought process here.
You're so welcome.
All right, Joel, you got one you want to read off?
Yeah, so I've actually got one of my own. I've told this story exactly twice to my wife and the other time when I was shitty drunk to one of my good friends at the bar.
Oh, okay. So I've never heard this one, huh?
I don't think you've heard this one.
Okay.
Okay, well now, just so you know, when you start the story, you have to title it with "Today I Fucked Up," self-title it, and if you can come up with a moral to the story, that would help.
"Today I Fucked Up by Drinking Prune Juice."
Oh.
Oh, God.
Okay.
So,
all right.
While I was living in Roseburg, Roseburg, Oregon, I was an installation tech, and I had my own place, was doing my own thing shortly after I moved out of my grandparents' house. So my grandparents had, now that I had moved out of their house, they had, you know, a little bit more free finances and time on their hands. So they decided they were going to pack up and move. And I was to help them with that. So to give you a little bit more of a backing here. So I know I've shared my fear of public restrooms with you guys in text. I'm also going to tell our viewers. So
I've never been made aware of this.
I can take a leak in a public restroom, no problem. But deuces is a whole different story. When I take a deuce, I have to have a very specific criteria to be met prior to me being able to proceed. My body just will not let me do it.
Damn.
I've tried to will it, but it will not. So it's got to have...
Dude, please break down the criteria.
Yeah, what's on this checklist?
My checklist of criteria is single stall, locking door, away from where an individual could not hear my ass making noise. The
hoity-toity, jeez.
You know what, dude? I think that's something in our family, because mine's not as drastic as yours, but if somebody comes in when I'm taking a shit, like, I will hold back any noises I can, dude.
Yep.
And I'll throw a fucking silencer on my butthole if I have to make sure that no noise comes out.
Yep.
I don't know what it is. I don't
no
know what it is.
No one fucking hears me. I don't know what it is either. It's like psychological. Okay. I don't know. But like,
oh man, I didn't know you guys were so prissy when it came to, I mean, with me, it's hear me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know.
I wish I could be that way, man. I wish I could not give a fuck.
Me too.
No, I don't know what
I'm
it
not
is,
that
but
way
subconsciously.
Myself, honestly.
Yeah, so, yeah, so
subconsciously.
So bring us back. Bring us back to the criteria.
Okay, so that criteria, you know, obviously no one around to hear me.
Yeah.
No public places, no problem, right?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So I wake up late. And I'm rushing to get to my grandparents. My normal morning consists of slamming some type of caffeine, whether it be a Red Bull, Rockstar, coffee, whatever it may be, and then taking enough time to wake up and to have a bowel movement. That's just my typical morning on any given day.
Slam coffee, jack off, shit.
To get this guy, right, to get it out so I don't have to hold it all day. I don't have to worry about finding a public restroom that meets my criteria.
Right.
I just fucking let her go, and then I don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
On this particular day, obviously, I woke up late, didn't have time to do what I needed. I already could tell this was going to be a recipe for disaster. So it's summertime in Oregon, in southern Oregon. It gets pretty warm. I arrive at my grandparents' and I immediately, you know, start helping them clean, start packing up the last few boxes. And then trouble strikes. So the pressure had been building this whole time. Mm. I now have to take a shit. And obviously, I can't do it because there are people running around everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
I think to myself, no big deal. I've powered through situations like this many times before. I can hold it. So one last thing I have to do before taking off and being able to finally relieve myself is I have to mow the lawn. I'm already hot. Already sweaty from moving stuff around. I really need something to drink. Apparently, the water had already been turned off to the property, so there's no water. So now I don't have anything to drink, and if I did take a shit, that would be the final flush. So there's no way it was going to work out.
This is painting like a Dumb and Dumber scenario in my head, that scene where he's just like on the toilet and it doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's with the hot chick. Yeah.
Exactly. So I asked my grandpa, my Papa Tom is what we refer to him as.
Yep.
If he has anything that I can drink. He said everything's already packed up. The water's off. The only thing we have is a little bit of old prune juice left in the fridge.
Oh, fuck, dude.
At this point, I had never drank in prune juice, had no idea the havoc it was about to wreak on my body, but it was cold and wet, and I was going to chug it.
Oh, my God. You chugged it?
So I proceed to take it out of the fridge,
oh,
and Tom
fuck.
goes, JJ, I wouldn't do that. That's my nickname, JJ. He says, I wouldn't do that.
Oh, no.
And just because he tells me I shouldn't do that, of course my stubborn ass is going to drink every last drop and show him. Because right. That's just the way I do it. So I slam what's left, probably a good 16 ounces of this prune juice, and proceed outside.
Holy fuck, dude.
To mow the lawn. Mowing the lawn, going back and forth, and I could feel the pressure growing. This was like, I swear, liquid X-lax. I'm starting to sweat. It is getting bad. Pushing and pushing. Now I see myself or find myself stopping at each side of the yard to clench my ass cheeks together to not lose it all over myself. Back and forth. This goes on for a good 3 to 4 minutes.
Oh, fuck.
And I dropped, I think, I don't even remember what it was I dropped or why I bent over. Something was in the grass. There was a rock in the grass. I had to bend over to get it, and I just knew this was my last stand. Like, there was no more clinching. There was no more holding back. Shit was about to get real.
Oh, my gosh.
Literally.
Yeah.
Literally.
Yeah.
So I bend over to get this rock, and I immediately stand back up as quick as I possibly could to get a little bit of leverage on this fucking prairie dog.
Oh, the dam had fucking broken.
I take 2 steps trying to waddle inside, and it just lets go. I now have a log splitter. My shorts are splitting deuce in half, running down the back of my legs. The most awful experience I've ever had. Now, that wasn't even the worst part. The worst part is having it filling up my shoes, running down the back of my legs, having to waddle inside to the bathroom that doesn't have water to clean myself up.
Oh, my God.
Long story short, I cleaned myself up. Everything was great. My grandmother said, I think Jay had an accident. It was very embarrassing. Moral of the story here listen to your elders.
Listen to your elders. Dude, that's a fucking amazing story. I've never heard that. And, way to make you not feel about it either, man, with Nana just saying that you had an accident. And
I know, right?
Just covering for you. Like, so sweet. No big deal. I know, man. That's
talk
hilarious.
About an understatement. I love the part where you really paint a picture with that and the log splitter out your shorts.
Yeah, that was some good color commentary, man.
You're very welcome.
So I'm gonna stay on along the same topic, actually. So this next one I've got on deck is called "Today I Fucked Up by Not Paying Attention to My Wife's Bathroom Usage." Now this one's a little bit of a long one, so hang in there. This came to a head on Sunday night. I've been married for a bit. We had that lovey-dovey time, super close, so cute it would make a puppy look like a shiftless hobo by comparison. My wife would always leave super early for work, but that's fine. Some people like getting to work early, and it seemed to fit that she would be the type to do that. Then she started having to run errands at night for some reason. She would either leave for like 2 hours early for work or go run errands at like 10 p.m. This was fine for a few weeks. Then she started coming home with none of the supplies she said that we needed. I don't know why she needed milk or bananas urgently at 10 p.m., but it raised red flags when you urgently need milk at 10 and you return with no milk. This had been going on for months now, and it probably doesn't bode well for my entrance for the World's Smartest Man competition, which is something I assume that smart people have. I wouldn't know. My mind jumps to a fair immediately. The love of my life is out gallivanting around with some shitbag, probably with a cool name like Devin, and a magnum dong. Stupid Devin and your fucking dong. I figure I would test this theory by offering my own dong to her the next time she had to take a night errand run. I basically fell short of presenting it to her on a silver platter. She declined anyway, and she said maybe when she gets back. Like I wanted Devin's sloppy second, so I followed her. I'm in my car, imagining how I'm going to put the pain on this slick jerk while berating my wife. I go inside, and I can't find her. Nowhere to be seen. It's just me, the Denny's hostess, and a bunch of drunk Devins. She finally comes out and has a shocked face.
This guy sounds like an incel. Like, he's just got Chads and Stacys, and now there's Devins and...
Oh, yeah. Like, from the incel episode where they all had their, like, specific names.
Right. Where's Becky?
It was like... Well, it was like Chad... And, oh, shit, I can't remember. Anyway. So she's nowhere to be found. It's just him, the Denny's hostess, a bunch of drunk Devons. So she comes out from the hallway of the Denny's and has a shocked face. I immediately start on her. How can you do this to me? The fact that I wasn't immediately asked to leave the Denny's should tell you all you need to know about Denny's. My wife starts sobbing and apologizing. You're caught. Where is the guy? What? Don't do this to me now. Where is the guy? There isn't a guy. Why are you at Denny's if there isn't a guy?
Oh, no.
At this point, it became clear we weren't going to be having a meal of microwave steak or whatever it is that they serve at Denny's. So we're asked to leave and not come back. In the parking lot, the sobbing continues and I have no idea what's going on. Wife, why are you at Denny's at 10 p.m. if you aren't cheating with a guy? Is that how
you address your wife?
Right.
Wife?
Yeah, it says, that's what it says. It says wife.
Woman, why are you here?
I mean, to be fair, I address my wife that way.
Yeah, I guess sometimes, like in...
Like, wife,
in
what
jest,
are you doing?
You know, or whatever. Yeah. So he says, wife, why are you at Denny's at 10 p.m. if you aren't cheating with a guy? Is it the hostess? I had to use the bathroom. Uncontrolled sobbing. What? You had to what? I had to go to the bathroom. We have a toilet in the home we share. I don't go when you're there, okay? I don't like it. I can't relax with you there. Man, is this Joel or is this the dude's wife?
Yeah, I was going to say.
A Denny's bathroom? That's better to you than going at our home with me present? Now, memories and oddities started flooding in. Our honeymoon where she kept going to the lobby to ask for things. Innumerable amounts of time she would leave at weird times to run errands. The gas station, the store, I just never noticed, never second guessed it. She stopped bringing stuff back because for a long time she would get bananas. So many bananas, in fact, that were in our house, I guess I mentioned it, so she stopped grabbing anything. Her shame was brought down by bananas. I could have blissfully been unaware, living in a banana-filled house that I and I alone used the bathroom in, if not for that comment. So that's the story of how I'm not allowed in Denny's because I thought she was cheating on me with Devin instead of taking a shit.
So random.
Yeah, that's different.
Yeah, I loved that one.
That's good.
Yep. D, what you got?
Okay, so my next one. Today I fucked up by accidentally waterboarding myself.
Not sure how that works.
Yeah, I don't know how you do that accidentally.
Yeah.
So this person starts off the story with yada, 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 which that's always great when you're telling a story.
Is that like literally how it starts?
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Proceed.
So yada, 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 yesterday afternoon. So this was posted shortly after the event in question. I had a terrible head-induced migraine since this morning, and instead of laying in bed with a fan on and the light off, I decided to get some fresh air outside. It was still pretty sunny, and the dish towel I was using on my forehead was warm and dry. I laid head to toe on a canvas beach chair. It just felt comfortable. My joints were aching all over, and having both my legs around the armrests felt good on my underknees. This guy really tries to paint a picture.
Underneasles.
Yeah, my underknees. Who says that?
That's just fucking creepy.
I was on my back porch. It was pretty good. The cool wind was flowing. I could finally breathe, and my eyes weren't pulsating anymore. I stayed there, enjoying the breeze and the sound of the leaves. A cool towel folded in half over my face felt good. I did not want to take it off and re-soak it. So instead of dunking it in the jug, I reached for the jug and dunked it over my face. This was not a good idea. The first fraction of a second was good, but then gurgle, choke, drowning, ah! It was like a heavy wet tongue was pinning my head down. I dropped the jug on my head in an attempt to lift it off and onto the floor, which caused the rest of the mostly not ice anymore water to spill into my nostrils and my wide open mouth. Gasp, cough, cough. I felt stabbed as the water went into my trachea. Although it did not get that far, it sure felt like it. I finally collapsed onto the side, bringing the chair down with me and hurting my elbow as I took the dish towel off.
Dude, dish towels are thick as fuck, too.
Yeah.
I mean, the way he was describing it in the story, I thought he was, like, talking about a full-length, like, bath towel.
Right, like beach
towel.
Oh, yeah.
Right, yeah.
Folded in, like, quadrants.
Like, he's having so much trouble peeling this thing off his face. what I'm just imagining, it's covering his entire body with how much he's struggling.
Right, just burying his face.
Yeah, he totally should have went with option one as far as laying down in a dark room with a fan on, man. That sounds like heaven any day, if you ask me.
Yep.
That's wonderful. I just imagine, like, when you were talking about how he went outside and his eyes were pulsating and he was in, like, I think you said, like, the hot sun or something. I could just imagine, like, fucking Arnold from Total Recall, like, where he takes his helmet off. The gravity or the atmosphere. He's like, his eyes are just fucking popping out of his head and they explode and shit. I was just imagining that the whole time.
That's probably not too far off from how it played out. Yeah.
Yeah,
dude. I mean, migraines, I've had fucking migraines where it feels like your head's just going to pop off, dude. So, I mean, I can imagine trying anything, you know. I've never waterboarded myself, but I got into the wonderful world of...
You're not that hot, Eric. If you're not willing to waterboard yourself, you're just...
I'm not trying hard enough.
Right. Yeah. Joel, I think you're up next.
Yeah.
What do you got?
Yeah. So this next one that I have, it's a little lengthy and I'll try and get through it as quick as I can for us here. But the title is Today I Fucked Up by Masturbating in VR to My Sister-in-Law.
Oh, my God.
Fuck.
So at the time the user posted it, it was within an hour. So it starts out like this. This happened an hour ago and I'm still shaking in fear about what my life will become from now on.
Oh, man.
So there are two situations that leads to conduct the fuck up. First situation. Asked sister-in-law to borrow her 360 pocket camera for a trip my wife and I are soon taking.
Mm-hmm.
Found out the memory card still had content.
Oh.
Her husband travels a lot, and she made a one-hour POV-style 360 porn video, assuming she sent it to him a while back. I've had the hots for her for the past 8-plus years, before she got married and before I got married. Now, there were several times sexual tension arose between the two of us, living together for a year as strictly roommates, movies, dinners, getting drunk while watching movies, just the two of us, breakfast, etc. A certain trust or test had been implemented, and nothing ever happened between the two of us.
Man, that can create a lot of sexual tension with all that, just that, you know, the proximity of living with each other and just doing day-to-day stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. At the time, I was dating my now wife, which was working at a distance. But damn it, at the time, if she had just touched my hand once back then, I think I would have lived a whole different life.
There was blood flow. It moved.
Right.
Yeah.
So finding this video, I thought I had struck gold. I could have what I've always fantasized about, gifting my past self while living my happy current life. Second incident. I have an automated house that lights up the house with a geolocation. Now, this is back before the app worked with Apple HomeKit. A third-party app needed to be downloaded, which tracks your family and friends. Free versions only allows you to add one person, so naturally, I added my wife. My wife and I have had this app for 3 years. Now, even if it's useless now after an app update a couple years back, we never deleted it since it was so useful for tracking each other's locations.
Hmm.
So basically, I get a notification when she's at work and when I arrive at work. We both get notifications when one arrives at home. Good for times where she needs help getting the groceries or when I work late and finally leave the office, prompting her to set up the dinner table. So basically, it's an app that sends notifications on locations and where the two of you are. So last night, my wife fell asleep without charging her phone. I hate it when she does that. Today, she goes to work with barely any battery. What if she needs to call the police or hospital for an emergency? Now, I had the day off, and today was the day I do the deed. I don't only go with simple 360 video, but literally set it up in my VR headset in bed with AirPods. The whole experience.
Oh, wow.
This would have lasted me tops 5 minutes, but the foreplay she does is long and boring. Then the action starts and I go on. Wife's phone didn't give a notification as she arrived because of her now dead phone. She comes to the bedroom to see me masturbating in bed with VR goggles on.
Oh my God.
She knows I masturbate occasionally, but never saw me do it. I sneak it in here and there.
But never as a robot.
Oh man, that's like the full gambit, dude. Like you got your fucking pervert headset on.
Right. It's the whole you're
wait till she
in
finds out the
experience.
Footage.
You know the only thing that could have made that even better?
What?
Are you familiar with the old school Nintendo, like, Power Glove?
Oh, God.
Yes. Fucking Thanos it up with your cock in your Thanos
hand. You got the
hand.
Duck Hunter gun in one hand, Power Glove in the other, and you're just going to town, right. Man.
Hell yeah. Now, VR porn was never discussed. As in, is it cheating thing? You know the convo I'm talking about? Is it cheating if you have a sex doll? Is it cheating if you have a robot? Is it cheating if you put a pleasure toy on and someone across the internet strokes you in real time, etc.?
Only if you name it.
Only if you name it.
Only if you close your eyes.
It was the type of convo we had at the very start of our relationship when we were still friends 10 years ago to see how far one could take it. Weird, I know, but let's just say it was one of those pre-game combos to see if we were on the same page before things get serious. Pre-game combos were not only about sex, by the way. Anyways, VR wasn't a thing back then, so it was never discussed.
Yeah,
so I never knew if it was right or if it was wrong for me to do. So I guess it was wrong since she rushed in and ripped the goggles from my face. That's when I see her in the room. The fuck, she says. Then she looks inside. Is that my sister?
God. Oh, no.
Fuck. I'm fucked.
Oh, no.
She still had her shoes on from arriving, so she had just grabbed her bag with the VR headset and left the house.
She took it with her?
Oh, she took that shit with her. So that was the moral of the story, is pretty much I'm fucked. Masturbated in VR with sister-in-law's 360 porn video, caught in the act, now feeling out-of-body experience, and don't know what's going to happen.
Dude, have you ever played VR? Just like a game?
I have not.
Yeah.
I played it briefly once. It was interesting.
After playing like Resident Evil for a couple hours, like taking off the headset and I was driving home, I was starting to like question reality and shit. Like it really messes with you. I can imagine like being, you know, in VR mode and looking at that kind of shit.
You're just constantly on edge. You're like, where are they? Where are the zombies?
Yeah, right. But then like getting caught like that at the same time, it's like, God.
I mean, why not lock the door? What the hell?
Right. I won't read the updates, but I'll break it down for our listeners. So basically, after she leaves and he finds out that she went to her parents, which is right next door to his sister-in-law's, that he was just rubbing one out to, dude decides to go to the movies, where the sister-in-law proceeds to call him 8 different times. Wife calls once. Gets a notification from the tracking app that his wife is now home. Returns home to find his wife and his sister-in-law.
Here we go.
So they proceed to have an unpleasant conversation. But find out that the video actually was not for her husband. She was, in fact, having an affair with another individual.
Whoa.
So now he cannot, they cannot come clean to the parents, and they cannot come clean to her husband that he rubbed one out to her.
Oh, wow. So now it's just a secret between the three of them.
Yep. And then so that night, they proceeded to drink in the evening turned into more of about the sister-in-law's shitty marriage versus him rubbing one out to her. They all had a little camping session, slept in sleeping bags in the living room together. Next morning, there's an update on this article. One thing he omitted to say is him and his wife share a Reddit account, so she got in and saw exactly everything that she had wrote and wrote about the divorce and how she froze his bank account and fucked the rest of his life up. So that's the end of the story. So yeah.
Damn, dude, that's a crazy one.
It was a lot of fun to read.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a roller coaster ride. It had so many twists and turns and hills. And
I know.
I thought,
I know. I just kept wondering when he was going to fuck the sister-in-law.
Yeah, I thought so many different times it was going to be like, okay, well, now he's like blackmail, right? I didn't think it was going to go down that way, but you know, hey, but no.
Right.
Even the part where he's like, and they all slept in sleeping bags together in the living room. They were drinking, like, okay, right. Here it comes.
So, I mean,
here's the
build up. In a way, it was like the best case scenario because he kind of got the heat.
No, he didn't have the three-way.
Now, here's the wife wrote on the Reddit comment, this is why they all slept in the living room, is because she didn't want her husband to see that she had packed her bags.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
So she left his ass. It wasn't a good sleepover camping trip. It was so he could be completely oblivious that in the morning he would no longer have a wife.
It totally makes sense, her actions, but I can just imagine like the guy coming home and he's like, oh shit. okay, the tracker says my wife's home. All right, let's take a deep breath. We're going to go and we're going to deal with this. Oh my God. Like, why is Sheila here too? Is this going to happen? Like,
right, dude. And that was a majority on the comments too, is like, why didn't you have a threesome with your wife and your sister-in-law?
Yeah. It just would have been too easy. I mean, too easy of a fantasy to be played out, but not realistic in most cases.
Right. Right.
No.
And my, kind of the backing to this too is, you know, I wanted to present the question and see what you guys think. So in VR, ear pods, rubbing one out while watching your sister-in-law play with herself or whatever the video consisted of. Do you guys see that as cheating?
Yeah. Is my wife going to listen to this one is what I want to ask first.
I think it would be awkward as hell if it played out the same way it did with this guy where you're caught for sure.
Right, right.
I feel like since you know the person and since it is, I don't know, dude, it gets into the weeds because
right.
I mean,
there's some tangles
VR
there.
The VR makes it so much more like realistic.
Right.
And everything,
VR, the AirPods on, you obviously have a past relationship prior to when you were married, you lived together, had this, you know, experience together. I mean, if not physical cheating, that's like on a level of
emotional
cheating. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I 100% agree. There'd be a lot of guys that are going to be screaming at their phones as they're listening to this and be like, no, it's not, you know, but I mean, if you really think about from a psychological standpoint, it totally is, you know?
Right.
I mean,
and at the end
just,
of the day,
it's having
respect thy spouse, sir.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
all
exactly.
Shut up, get in the kitchen, make me a sandwich.
And Derek, what you got?
All right, for my next story, this is kind of a shorty. Today I fucked up by launching turds all over my living room.
Okay.
What? Turds?
This happened roughly a half hour ago, and I just got done cleaning up. Oh, some another recent one. I'm just amazed how when things like this happen to people, like this individual here, shortly after it happens, the first thought is, oh, I got to write about this right now.
Yeah.
I just find that kind of funny. Anyway, back to the story. Yeah. I'm a father of two. One of them is 3 years old. The other is one. The one-year-old is still in diapers, obviously. Now, I'm a single father, and I don't have cool things like a dope changing station.
That's cool.
Eric, do you have a dope changing station?
I have a sick changing station, bro.
Oh, man. Awesome.
God, it's got like a whole lot of leather and shit.
When the little one takes a dump, I grab the diaper and wipes and tell him to just lay on the carpet. No big deal. He will normally lay down and I change it. No problem. Today, however, he lay down on the floor. I got the wipes and the diaper and set it beside me. Took off the old one and cleaned him up. Getting ready to put the new one on, and this is where I fucked up. Now, I don't know why, but I normally shake the diaper. Kind of like when you go to reuse a grocery bag and pull a new 1 gallon bag for a fresh trash bin. The diaper comes folded flat and the bands and stuff are firmly pressed together. It became a habit, it worked, so I kept doing it. So instead of grabbing a new folded diaper that was flat, my brain made the mistake of shaking it out earlier before I put it on the floor. So unknowingly, I grabbed the one that still had his turds, shook it about and launching them like Tootsie Roll missiles all over my living room.
Oh, God, dude.
Bro, that's...
I shamelessly cleaned it up and thought you guys could enjoy the humor.
Oh, man.
That's golden, man.
All right, Eric, what do you got?
Yeah, so I got... So I have one that I researched and I found, and then I have a personal one, and I think I'm going to save the personal one for last, Eric. It involves your parents, and you've actually never heard this story before.
Ooh.
Oh, God.
So
okay.
I'm going to save that one till the end. So this one here, this one's called Today I Fucked Up by Attempting Suicide Without Realizing It. So as I was making breakfast this morning, I for some reason started wondering what would happen if I touched one of the glowing wires inside the toaster while it was on.
Oh, come on. No way. No way.
Being the very intelligent man that I am, I of course did not want to touch it with my bare hands. I instead took out a fork
no,
of the
that would
drawer.
Be just stupid.
I instead took out a fork out of the drawer. And without thinking, stuck it right in the toaster. A small bolt of electricity shot up from the toaster, and the toaster shut itself off. The worst part is, I still didn't realize what I had actually just done. I thought, whatever, and put the fork back in the drawer. As I grabbed the bread, it clicked to me that there is a current running through the wires, and that I almost electrocuted the shit out of myself. Maybe I was saved by my other hand not being on the dishwashing. The fuck is a dishwashing table?
Good question. I think he just means counter, like a general surface space that, I don't know, nearby the sink.
Yeah.
Well, I know like the portable dishwashers have like a tray on top. I don't know.
Maybe that's it. Just made of metal.
I think it's fair to say that with the way this story is going so far, maybe this person is just retarded.
Yeah, I'm going to say they're for sure R-worded. Okay, so saved myself with the other hand not being on the dishwashing table, which was made of metal. If I had been leaning against the tabletop to reach the toaster better, I would have gotten an electric shock for sure. I haven't told anyone yet, and I don't think I will. But it's on Reddit.
Oh my gosh, so, dude.
This one was pretty short, and you know, it's kind of whatever, but this one reminded me of you know, when I was younger, like I would think of shit like this and I would be like, "Oh, I wonder what I would do if I fucking took a cigarette lighter out of my grandma's van and shoved my finger in it and then stuck it in Joel's ice cream."
You still owe me a push pop, motherfucker.
Okay, there's a story there, Joel. Yeah, so let's hear it.
JJ tells it really good. I'll let JJ tell this one.
Yeah. So Dustin's parents, Dustin was my stepdad growing up, and his parents, Doris and Jim, super sweet people, super, super cool people. Anyway, they like to take Eric and I once in a while, and we'd go, you know, hike waterfalls or go camping or go shooting or just, you know, some kind of outdoor activity.
Right.
So this specific incident, we went to go hike a waterfall. And so it was kind of a, you know, Dustin's mom was kind of a health nut, Doris. Yeah. So like she never like let us have like sweets or anything like that. So anyway, we're in her big van, right? So they have a big van, one of those old 70s Chevy vans that has like a bed in the back seat. It's got the four seats.
Yeah, it was like a Chevy Mark III, I think is what it was called. Yeah, or a Lincoln
windows,
Mark III or something.
Windows have curtains, all that fun stuff. So, you know, it was like a mobile, it was almost like a camper, right? So Eric and I would obviously bounce around in the back of this camper and just do whatever while we drive to and from. Anyway, so we go hike the waterfall. All's gravy. We're good. On the way back, Doris actually stops and lets us pick out ice cream, which was great. I was like, fuck yeah. I was already, you know, I was a fat kid. I'm still fat to this day. I love my sugar. I love my sweets.
No.
All automatically, I'm like already planning out what I'm getting in my head, right? I'm going to get one of those orange push pops. It's going to be bomb. We just got done hiking. Yep. So stoked, right? So we get our ice cream. We get back in the van. We're headed home, and I don't know what the fuck Eric was thinking or why he thought that this was a good idea. I don't. Okay. So anyway, there's a cigarette lighter in the back and Eric pushes it in.
Push that some bitch in, let it heat up.
And so I'm sitting there eating my ice cream like, this is going to be good. What is Eric going to do this time? Like, what is going to happen? So he pulls it out, or it pops, pulls it out. It's bright fucking glowing red. I already know what the deal is. Eric, I dare you to touch that. So what does this motherfucker do? He sticks his finger straight fucking in it and then looks shocked that it's so hot. So he takes his finger out of it as quick as he could and sticks his finger, his grubby ass burnt finger, straight in my fucking ice cream, bro. Straight into it.
Got a motherfucking ET finger that's still never the same.
Ouch.
But yeah, that's the gist of it, man. It was a fun time.
Yep, I'm glad I pulled that out of the old woodshed, dude. Yes. I actually forgot about that, but when I was reading this, it totally brought me back. So
that actually led me to an even better story in regards to electricity. And Eric, I think you might have been there for this one. So I'm going to go ahead and steal Derek's spot here and just move with it. But today I fucked up by encouraging my neighbor to chop high voltage wires with an axe.
Oh, I don't remember this one right now.
So on my block growing up, we lived on a corner. I had a buddy straight across the street, first name Chris, and I had a couple of other buddies to the right, and we just kind of kicked it on the street. Anyway, right in the middle of all three of our houses, there was a street light. So we spent one summer, every 3 to 4 days, they'd replace the light bulb in the street light, and we'd shoot it out again with a BB gun.
Yep.
So finally, they got tired of replacing the bulb, and they replaced the glass, so it was a lot thicker. So we would 1-2 pump, pop, 1-2 pump, pop. Wouldn't break, couldn't get this light to go out. So the dude across the street, Chris, His bedroom window faces the streetlight is closest to it, and he comes over. It's me, Tyler, Daniel, a bunch of buddies just hanging out on our front porch, and he lives directly across. So this dude comes out of his house, dragging an axe behind him, drops the axe by the power pole, and comes across the street to talk to us. He's like, hey, dude, can you guys shoot out that light? We're like, bro, we've been trying. It just won't. Like, it's not going to go out. And he's like, well, it kept me up all night last night. Just whatever, you know, typical weirdo stuff. So he's like, I think I'm going to chop the wires on the back of it. We're like, yeah, bro, that's a great idea. You should totally do that. You should totally go back over there by yourself and do that.
We'll wait right here.
So he hobbles his ass across the street. He just walked weird. I don't know if it was something with his spine or what, but he just hobbled and did his thing.
He had too many concussions, bro.
Yeah. Walks back across the street, grabs the axe, and kind of picks it up and, like, throws it, you know, and on the back of the power, the street light, there's, like, a plastic conduit running up, so the wire runs through that conduit. So he's just kind of tossing the axe at it to see if he can get the conduit to break. And Tyler goes, no, dude, you gotta swing that shit hard. You gotta swing it hard to get through it. And he's like, I don't think it's a good idea.
You're never like to kick yourself that way.
Yeah, he's like, I don't think it's a good idea. And we're like, no, dude, it's a perfect idea. Go for it. Do it. Cheering him on. Obviously, you know, this, knowing what I know now, this easily could have killed him. So this dude, full lumberjack swing, right? Pulls it back and just lets that fucker go. I'm not even kidding. A black mushroom cloud of smoke came pouring out what sounded like a minor explosion. I saw this in my mind slow motion because it stood out to me so well. As this axe blade went through the conduit and met that high voltage wire, I could see the electricity run up the head of that axe into the fucking handle and straight into this dude's dome. Like, straight into his head, bro.
He's Thor!
I have never seen someone turn that color purple. Ever. Wow. I thought he was toast. He drops the axe, leans up against the fence, and slowly falls to the floor.
Holy shit.
Already, me and my buddies were like, we didn't see that. We didn't encourage him. Everybody, shut the fuck up.
Dude, did the EMS get called or anything?
No. 3 to 4 minutes later, while we're like trying to figure out what we should do and how we should handle this, dude gets up, waves at us. He's like almost like swinging. You ever watched a UFC fight and dude got knocked out? He's just kind of swaying back and forth.
Right.
It's kind of what he was doing.
It's called being on Queer Street.
Yeah. So he was definitely took a good long trip and hobbled up the stairs, went in the house. We saw him a couple days later and he seemed to be okay. Obviously a few less brain cells than what he started with, but. Man, oh man.
Like four to begin with.
Moral of the story, metal and high voltage, don't do it.
Oof. Damn, dude, I don't think I've heard that one either. I definitely wasn't there for that one.
I thought you might have been. I don't know.
Nah, I would have remembered that. Krista Ferris's dumbass.
Yeah. Same kid that called in a bomb threat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
D-Man, you got another one on deck?
Yeah, this is my last one for me, and it's a doozy, so buckle up.
All right, here we go.
Today I fucked up by masturbating to something from my past. I was pretty young, maybe like 8, 9, 10, something like that. Too young to be able to ejaculate, but old enough to get a funny feeling in my penis when I played with it, sometimes to no result.
Yep, remember those days.
One night, I wandered out of my room into the living room where my parents were watching something. It was in black and white, and there seemed to be a bunch of naked people walking around, and then the naked people were in a big pile. At this point, my parents realized I was there and yelled for me to go back to my room and that what was on the TV wasn't for kids. I thought it was some kind of porn. It wasn't the first time I've caught them watching something like Cinemax or something that I wasn't supposed to see. The image popped up a lot in my early fruitless wiener rubbing sessions. Naked people in a big pile. Yeah. Many years later, I saw the video and recognized it as part of what had been burnt into my younger mind. Unfortunately, it was part of a Holocaust documentary, and the naked people had been killed and put into a big naked pile to be dumped into a mass grave.
Dude, that's dark as fuck.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Right.
Damn, he pee-pee touched to Auschwitz.
And who knows how many times.
Right.
That's what I was thinking about after reading the story. I'm like, okay, so there were many sessions. How many sessions are we talking here?
Damn, that was a dark one, bro.
Yeah.
So this last one I got, Derek, as I previously stated, this one does involve your parents. I don't know if they'll remember this
or not,
but this was years back, way before I even met Jen. I was dating Tara. I don't know if you remember her or not.
Yeah, but, so it goes that far back, huh?
Yeah, it goes that far back. And I actually forgot about it until recently. A conversation at work just flooded back to my memory bank.
Okay.
And so this one is, today I fucked up by not going into a Dollar Tree.
Hmm.
So I bring you back to the age of 16 or 17. And I was dating this girl named Tara. I was in high school at the time. We had a mutual friend named Jessica who, for some reason, would drive us around kind of wherever we wanted. We'd make out in the back of her car. You know, we'd kind of do whatever we wanted. So this one particular night, Jessica wanted to go to the Dollar Tree for some reason. And like usual, the girl and I decided to stay in the back of the car. And, you know, we were making out and things were getting pretty heated.
Yeah.
And hang on, I just want to make sure. I'm going to pause this really quick. I don't want Logan or Jen to hear this.
I'm trying to figure out where Derek's parents
are. I'll tell you.
This is going to be a long story, isn't it?
No, it's not that long. So I just wanted to make sure that Logan or Jen like isn't walking by and like catches part of it. And they're like, what the fuck?
Are you whacking it to Holocaust documentary survivors?
Oh, shit. So anyway, so I'm going back. So Jessica goes inside to the Dollar Tree. Tara and I are in the back of the car and we're making out and things are getting pretty heated and my cock comes out, you know what I mean? And, you know, I'm kind of stroking it as we're making out and I ask her to take over. And so she starts giving me a hand job and I'm getting kind of close. And next thing I know, I see a car pull up and I don't really notice, you know, anybody getting out or anything. So I'm just trying to focus, you know, and just make sure that my head is in the game and, you know, I'm still entertaining her enough for her to be interested. And out of the corner of my eye, I see this tall fucking redhead get out of the driver's seat. And I like out of the corner of my eye, I just immediately knew who it was. I knew that it was Rich. And
oh, God.
Luckily at first, you know, they're just kind of walking by. And so I put my hand over my crotch and I kind of sat up a little bit, you know, and they seemed to like go back behind the car and I thought the coast was clear. So I just go right back to it. Well, they go around to the back of the car and go on the other side of the window and they saw me from behind. They saw me like through the back window. And so they peer in and they like wanted to say hi to me, but then they realized what was going on and I saw them saw that I saw them and it was so awkward, dude. It was like, so they're like, oh my God, you know, they realized what was going on and they both like quickly walked away. And I remember your mom had like her hand on her mouth and she's like, oh my God. And I like quickly put my dick in my pants, dude. And it was at that very moment that I realized that blue balls is a real thing.
Oh my God.
That's excellent, dude.
How have I never heard this story before?
I was too embarrassed before.
No, I mean, either from you or my parents.
I guess they're just nice enough to have my back.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I mean, how would they have brought that up to you? Hey, Derek, you know, how was school today? Oh, it was pretty good, Mom. Oh, you want to know what we saw today? We saw your buddy getting a hand job in the back of somebody's car in the Dollar Tree parking lot.
Dollar Tree, you say?
So yep, that's the today I fucked up by not going into the Dollar Tree.
Oh man. All right. Well, I think that's just as good a place as any to end it.
Yeah.
Get some social medias out of the way. Again, we are now part of the Podbelly Podcast Network. So if you'd like to check us out there, go to podbelly.com or you can just
That's PODBelly, not POTBelly.
Right. And don't judge a book by its grammar.
They told me things like, go get a job. I told them things like, go fuck up. I'm cool kid to these cool kids. I leave my own parade. Cause this new shit I drop right now gon' make them fucking day. I got shit to lose, it's like a plumber. Locked down like yay for 3 summers. Locked down like DMX when he peel out. Vroom, vroom, you know I'm the only real.
First trying to warm up with no diploma. I used to drive to Kelowna, get booed like a fucking loner, cause I was scared of myself and I showed it to everybody. This go out to anybody who yelling, we ready, sonny, like, ready, ready, ready. First try, no warm up. First try, no warm up. First try, no warm up.
Yeah, I might just go ahead and say,
first try, no warm up. Fucking rule. I'm Krim Cardona, first try. I'm David Blaine on mushrooms. So this year right here, this gon' make me levitate right above you. I get higher than Peter Pan going skydiving. I can't miss, so I'm putting with my 5-iron. Vancouver raised a boy to a man, from $100 shell to a couple hundred grand. I write my music like a 12-year-old who's sitting in the stands, cause that 12-year-old was me when I was looking for my dad. Like, chicka bow wow, chicka bow wow, run it. So if you see me walking, come and say what's up to Sonny. Like, run it, run it, run it. First try, no warm up. First try, no warm up. First try, no warm up.
Yeah, I might just go ahead and say,
first try, no warm up. But since I came in, man, I just don't know. Woo, woo. Mama told me don't break no rules unless you plan on doing it first try. I dedicate this song right here to anybody yelling free your mind. Woo, woo. Run it, run it, run it. First try, no warm up. 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 First try, no warm up.